Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking at this LSU team, interim head coach Frank Wilson spoke with the media today as the Bayou Bengals now start getting ready for that Texas Bowl against Houston. He was asked about his future and what's ahead, who's going to be available for the matchup, and a whole lot more. Here is interim head coach for LSU, Frank Wilson.
Excited about the opportunity to play a 9-3 Big 12 opponent. Like it from a geographical standpoint of our ability to travel for the families of our student athlete, as well as the fans of our program. So excited about facing a quality opponent. As for us, I think we'll have the guys that we finished the season with. We're still working through it. We got a couple of guys, young guys, that have played in reserve roles that have entered the portal. Some will play, some may not necessarily. And Ahmad Bro, the defensive tackle, who will play through the bowl game, but has publicly announced and have sat with me to discuss going into the portal. Jelani Watkins, Kylan Billiott are the two young receivers who have decided to go into the portal. But as far as opt-outs, we're not at the point where we've had those guys. We were in discussion with some of those veteran players who may opt out in the case of Jack Byburn, maybe, and a couple of more guys. But we haven't finalized that just yet. But we're anticipating having the lion's share of our team in quantity and in quality to be able to participate.
Have you, at this point, gotten any clarity on your future with the team after the Texas Bowl?
I mean, we've had conversations, and for me and for Coach Kiff, it's let's play this game on the 27th, and we'll go into those details later. We just want to finish what we've started with this football team, with the team of 2025, give them our undivided attention before transition happens. And so until then, nothing will necessarily happen in that regard. You know, there'll be opportunity there. Where that lies, I'm not sure. But the priority is our current football team.
Hey, Coach, what's the status of Garrett Nussmeier going into this game?
Yeah, so those guys who finished on the back end, from an injured standpoint, Garrett Nussmeier, Mansoor Delane, Aaron Anderson, Brylon Moore, those guys are still in the capacity. Mansoor is out. Garrett is out. Aaron Anderson is not likely. And Brylon Moore has a chance. We'll see if he's ready to go. And Whit Weeks will be out.
You mentioned Whit Weeks there. Has he talked to you about, you know, his future at LSU, his prospects in the draft, any of that?
We have had discussion about it. It is still open for discussion. I know he met with Coach Kiff about it as well. So it's an ongoing conversation.
The offensive coaches that are going to be going back to Ole Miss, are you going to have those guys back for the bowl? Because even if they win, they don't Well, I mean, I don't know. Do you think you'll have them back for the bowl if they lose, I guess, or how do you see that?
No, the staff that we finish the season with will be the staff that coach in the bowl game.
Okay, and Frank, how strange is it to be coaching this game and with some other guys in the same situation, not knowing for sure if you are coming back?
You know, I've done it before, so it's not totally strange for me individually. You know, there's a 2025 football team that I've been a part of, we've been a part of since inception, the beginning of this season, that has one more game to finish. And so that's very, very natural for us. Because of my relationship with Coach Kiff, it allows us to have smooth transition interaction in the building. So excited about the future for LSU. Coach Kiff and we'll do a great job here. There's great harmony amongst and coexisting with all of us in the building because we're all pulling for LSU. So it's honestly, it's been very smooth for us.
Yeah, and I guess kind of touching a little bit more on Lane, I guess, have you guys, or when do you start bowl preparation, and how much has he sort of done some evaluations of current players on the roster, and or do you anticipate that sort of being what bowl prep is for some of these guys on the team?
Yeah. So we start today. We start our training today for bowl preparation with our first on the field practice being Thursday moving forward. I would assume he's here early in the morning. He's here late in the evening, evaluating, communicating everything from roster management to the things that will be necessary as he assembles his full staff. And so there's constant evaluation of the organization in totality. And so I can't tell you specifically what he's looking for, what he's not looking for, but he's present. He's in the building and doing a great job in evaluating the process of moving forward with our organization.
Hey, Coach, why was it important for you guys to play in this bowl game? We've seen other programs with bowl records opt out when they dealt with coaching changes. Why was it important for you guys to play?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's important to finish what we've started, that the experience for the student athlete is the ultimate of what you're trying to accomplish. And to take that from these young men was something we never actually put on the table. It's something that they wanted. It's something that we as a university wanted to do to complete a season and to send these seniors out the right way. What an opportunity for victory as they conclude their careers here at LSU. That's a forever thing for us. And so I don't even know that there was discussion of not competing in a bowl game. It was never brought up to me. And so we're fortunate. We're excited about the opportunity to finish the season the right way.
Coach, when it comes to this recruiting class, how difficult was it to sort of put it together, and how much work was Coach Kiffin doing behind the scenes to sort of keep it together?
For many of these student athletes, the courtship had been going on for 3 to 4 years. And so a lot of diligence and hard work had gone in, you know, and then as much as it's an ever-changing time, relationships do matter because they allow you to withhold the test of time. I think naming a head coach gave validity and stability to the class. I think Coach Kiffin's conversation with those young men helped solidify decisions that they had made. And collectively, we were able to close out on a class that predominantly was done years in advance, and with the addition of some key components to wrap it up. But we think it was one of the better classes in the country, and excited about the class that we were able to put together.
You know, 10 years ago, LSU played in this bowl game. It was sold out. You had Patrick Mahomes going up against Leonard Fournette. I mean, a lot has changed. How do you view it? I mean, is it still an exciting opportunity? You know, Houston, they're playing in their hometown. I would imagine they're hoping to have a lot of red in the stands and get their opportunity to beat LSU. So what excitement can you generate with the team going into this matchup?
Yeah, you know, I think anytime you put our brand on the field, it garners excitement. I think anytime you wear that helmet There's an expectation and a standard of going out and playing with high enthusiasm and fierce effort, fanatical effort. I think you'll get that from our football team. The guys that'll be participating are excited about this opportunity. 10 years ago, I was part of that game as we took on a freshman named Patrick Mahomes and Texas Tech at that game. It's something we're looking forward to. I think it'll naturally, again, geographically, it'll allow student athletes, families, and fans to be able to transition to a site that's not too far in distance. And hopefully that we can match or be better with fan support in the stands.
I know you were asked about the staff coaching this game, but, you know, guys like Brad Davis, Kyle Williams, I mean, we know these guys are professionals, right? They're putting the team first and, you know, putting themselves on the back burner as they get ready for this game.
Of course they are. They're the ultimate pros in what they're doing and what we're doing. And it's been great to support from Coach Kiff and encouraging. And I think we'll be in position to put our best foot forward with our team and with the staff that'll be coaching the team.
Frank, obviously this isn't the first time that you've met Coach Kiff and you worked under him before. How would you just describe, I don't know, maybe his strengths and his qualities as a head coach to those of us who are sort of getting to know him for the first time?
Yeah, outstanding leadership, a savant of football when it comes to the knowledge of the game, great leadership and foresight and building a program. So we're very fortunate to have him here at LSU.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
That was LSU interim head coach Frank Wilson getting those Tigers ready for the Texas Bowl coming up December 27th against Houston. One of the big takeaways from that, we heard Frank Wilson talk about the fact that cornerback Mansoor Delane, quarterback Garrett Nussmeier, and also linebacker Whit Weeks will not be available for the bowl game. And saw online as well that the team plans to leave on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I mean, once he talked a little bit about it as well. With it being in Houston, they don't really need to travel that far. It's kind of a short trip over to Texas, and then they can play the Texas Bowl. I loved hearing from Coach Wilson saying that the opt-out thing was never a discussion
right,
for LSU. You see all these programs. This was my triple option yesterday during Second Guess, Steve. There have been at least 10 programs, and majority of them being Power 4 programs, that have said, we don't want to play a bowl game. Lead among them is Notre Dame and the
right,
ridiculous hissy fit that they've been throwing since they were left out of the playoff, but also a bunch of 5-7 teams. And, you know, Iowa State opted out of their bowl game. It makes sense. Matt Campbell's moving to Penn State. I understand that much. But LSU is going through their own coaching change, and Frank Wilson and the Tigers staff, that they said that it was never a discussion with the players, that the players wanted to play. Just wrap up the season the right way, as he said. And I respect LSU. I respect Coach Wilson for doing that, because kind of in the new era where bowl games are becoming more and more meaningless, and they're going the way of the dinosaur almost, that right, Coach Wilson and the Tigers still put some type of, I guess, validity to playing in a bowl game. I like to see that.
It means something to them at least.
Yeah, exactly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.